Nashville is prepping for the arrival of Amazon, its 5,000 jobs, and all that may come with it. Already, there's some fear that the internet giant's entrance could drive up the cost of living as it has in Seattle, the so-called Amazon effect. Adam Sichko, senior reporter at the Nashville Business Journal, has been tracking whether this is already happening. Hello, Adam.
Thanks for having me.
Well, what do you see?
Well, it's clear Nashville's never seen a company like this, one of the biggest publicly traded companies out there run by the world's richest man. We're already seeing, certainly on the real estate side, property owners advertising their buildings as being less than a mile to Amazon's downtown campus. When you look at the salaries that Amazon says it's going to pay to these 5,000 workers, you're very clearly adding a lot of people who can afford the most expensive rents or the most expensive home prices. And so I think there's already apartment owners and home builders alike who are gearing up to be able to charge those higher rents at the high end of the market.
So we've seen an average of $150,000 salaries, which makes me think you got to have companies in town who are thinking they're going to have to work to keep their own talent.
You absolutely have companies, many companies, bracing for the impact of this, even if they think it's, even if they're happy that Amazon is coming to town. Healthcare companies, tech companies, companies in the distribution and logistics industry, they're all pretty confident that their talented employees are at least going to take a look at these Amazon job postings, if not go after them. And so they are already taking steps to work on retaining the talent they've got and figuring out other creative ways to keep themselves competitive when you have this giant company coming to town.
So as Amazon buttons up its incentives with the Metro Council this evening and then later with the state, what else do we still not know about these jobs?
We still don't know where these workers are going to come from. Nashville does not yet have a huge talent pool in the tech community. It's growing, but not there yet. So you would expect Amazon to be drawing workers from outside the market. In this legislation, Amazon says that it expects about 40% of its workers would live in Davidson County. And that's a number that I'm sure is going to get some more scrutiny at Metro Council in the debate around their incentives. So that's really another big question mark is where all this talent is going to come from. They say they're going to hire 1,000 people over the course of this year. So those numbers will start to show up pretty soon.
So last week, we learned that Amazon has sprinkled some $100,000 donations to a nonprofit working on school absenteeism here in Nashville, another working with people coming out of prison. I'm wondering, Adam, what does that tell you?
Tells me they're trying to take some steps on the front end to create a message that they are going to be a good neighbor, that they want to be part of the Nashville community. They've committed $800,000 to Tennessee State University, a neighbor of theirs. That'll endow a computer science professorship there, which I'm sure will ideally for Amazon funnel some top talented college students Amazon's way to hire as full-time employees. Again, trying to frame themselves as good neighbors and eager to become part of the Nashville community. Very much, again, an effort on the front end to help shape what their arrival looks like here versus certainly the obvious contrast is what happened to them in New York City.
Is that what we're seeing here, a response to the pushback they received in New York City?
I certainly expect that's the case. I think they may have been doing those things in New York City or working on those things in New York City, but the numbers involved there, in particular on the incentives front, that debate overshadowed these kinds of efforts that Amazon might have been doing and really took hold of the whole storyline there in New York City. So certainly here you're seeing a little bit more obvious public effort at the outset to try to get ahead of some of that.
Well, thank you, Adam.
Thanks, Blake.
Adam Sichko follows development really like no one else in town. He's a senior reporter at the Nashville Business Journal.